This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. An investigation is continuing into Thursday's cell phone outages that affected many AT&T customers across the country. The FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and other agencies are looking into the cause to see if it was a cyber attack or just technical difficulties. This, as National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says, there's no credible reason to believe it was an intentional attack.
We're going to look at this really hard. We're going to work with industry to see what we can find out. But right now, we're being told that AT&T has no reason to think that this was a cybersecurity incident.
President Biden is reportedly considering an executive order to try and help restrict the number of illegal immigrants crossing across the southern border into the United States. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News he believes the president needs to drastically change his administration's policies regarding the border, emphasizing Americans are at risk nationwide.
It's very scary when you think that we're releasing people into the United States that have gang affiliations because President Biden said, if you want to flee, come, we'll accept you. When in reality, the vast majority of the people that we apprehend do not have legitimate asylum claims, and that's proven down the line.
The Northeast is expected to get hit with another storm that will bring rain and possible snow. Forecasters saying the system that's moving across the Midwest on Thursday will move eastward, bringing a chance of rain to mostly New England, but parts of upstate New York could see snow. Motocross star J.O. Archer is dead after crashing during trick practice in Australia. The action sports group Nitro Circus posting about his death on Instagram, writing that he was the epitome of passion, hard work, and determination. Archer lost control of his bike while recreating the famous upside-down move during drills. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
President Biden speaking to the press after meeting with family members of Alexei Navalny, opposition leader of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Navalny recently died while jailed in Russia. The president commenting on his meeting with Navalny's wife, Yulia Navalny.
One thing that was made clear to me is that Yulia is going to continue the fight he had on the way. We're not letting up.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is urging former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley to drop out of the GOP presidential primary. He spoke after casting his ballot in South Carolina's Republican primary.
Between Joe Biden and Donald Trump is Nikki Haley. And so getting out of the way is incredibly important, not for the party, but for America's future.
A Texas judge is ruling in favor of a high school that was accused of violating the Crown Act, legislation that bans hair discrimination based on race, after Daryl George was told that he was in violation of his school's dress code due to the length of his dreadlocks in his hair. State Chair of the Texas Coalition of Black Democrats, Dr. Candace Matthews, comments on the decision.
We are highly disappointed on the decision that was made. Darryl would have to continue to be in school suspension until the federal case kicks in.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and glad you're joining us. I'm Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, my good friend John Fleetwood is with us, the political commentator and resident of... are you in Franklin, by the way? Is that where you're at, Franklin, Tennessee?
Yes, sir, just south of Nashville.
Well, hey, I'm just I'm right next door, man. Reach out and touch, buddy. I we were at NRB earlier, and God, it was just nuts. And last night they had Donald Trump there, and of course Secret Service has started coming in early and controlling the crowds and all that kind of stuff. It was just incredible, John. And I figured, well, if he's not going to give away tennis shoes, I'm not going to stick around, because I thought if nothing else, he'd bring a bunch of tennis shoes and go full-blown Oprah and start giving everybody tennis shoes instead of hats, But, he sold out. Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, the other thing, too, between you and I'd mentioned this, and Liz, of course, Liz Peek, the Wall Street analyst from Fox, saying, because he's talking about taking his media company and going public with it, and opening share is going to be about $50.
Yeah, DWAC.
Yeah, and I'm going, hey, I'd put some money. I'd almost sell the farm and buy some stock in that. I said, look, I'm not an advisor. It's opinion, take it for what it's worth. But, the guy does EFTs, he sells out. Tennis shoes, he sells out. And he's got the Midas touch. Except for, some of the New York courthouses. But, even then, that's still to be determined.
It'll work out in his favor, though. You know that, Bill. You know it's going to work out in his favor.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I just think it's disgusting what they're doing and kneecapping him, interfering. Oh, yeah. Talk about election interference, they are interfering big time with all this stuff. And these ridiculous judgments. And, of course, and you see the... the state attorney general, she's all pomp and what have you, Letitia James, oh, we're going to go after him, and they're fast tracking this judgment in such a way that he's got to come up with, $400 million, in cash. It's like, what do they think? He's Barack Obama or something? He's got a bunch of unmarked bills and, next to Joe Biden's Corvette in his garage or something? She's nuts.
Well, and it's like The mainstream media, they like to have their cake and eat it too, because they're always trying to undervalue Trump. Oh, he's not worth as much as he says. What, you think he can afford hundreds of millions of dollars in payments? It's like, which one is it? Is the guy loaded or is he not loaded? It's like the media just talks out of both sides of their mouth. It's like, make up your mind. Mm. They know he's loaded, and that's why they hate it, because he can't be paid up. He can't be bought.
He can't be bought. That's exactly it. The whole establishment. And, you've got to suspend reality, because after everything is all said and done, you've had 3 years of Biden. And what a nightmare this has been. Although, I don't know, I was talking with Liz about this, and we touched on this last week when this presidential, consulting group, they come up with their 2024 presidential greatness project experts. They're all a bunch of, liberals, say the least. I mean, you know, when of the 45 presidents that are ranked, Joe Biden hasn't even finished up his first term, and they've got Joe Biden ranked in the top 15. So you know it's prejudice. It's a mess. Yeah, Lincoln is number one.
Trump last.
Yeah, Trump is last, 45. And Washington, George Washington, without a doubt, to me, the number one. Okay, he's now number three. And so, you know, the next thing that happens is they start pulling down his statues and everything else because, you know, God forbid, during that era of slavery, you had slaves. But, you know, he's terrible. He's getting it. So he's slip sliding from number one. Now he's number three. You got Lincoln, number one, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who really did a lot of damage in moving us into socialism and economically where we are to this day in entitlements, the king of entitlements. He's number two.
I'm surprised they put Lincoln up there, that a leftist group would put Lincoln up there. Mm. I mean, I know why they did, because the slavery aspect, but most liberals don't know that Lincoln was a Republican. Like,
yes.
Started the Republican Party. Most Democrats don't understand. If they'd have known that, they wouldn't have put Lincoln up so high.
Well, of course they know it, but it's all, like you said, it's a shroud. Because, you know, they have convinced the American people the Democrats are the party of anti-slavery when they were just the opposite. This is the KKK party. You know, everything about the Democratic Party is, I mean, look where they are now. It's just a natural evolution of the radicalness of their political policies. And, you know, the thing that, you know, I've been warning is the Republicans have to be careful, because as hard left as the Democrats are, you know, are and continuing to head, it's pulling Republicans, you know, past center. I mean, they're looking like the Democrats of old, don't you think?
What do you mean? You think that?
Well, just in terms of, you know, the compromises they're making, what happens? Okay, maybe I didn't explain it quite. Let me say that, you know, they have gone so left in their policies and their political viewpoint that the differential, as far left as they are, Republicans think they're compromising with somebody in the center. Well, if they've gone far left, the center now has moved left, right? But it's kind of like this whole, you know, border thing. To me, the fait accompli was they already came. They went to Reagan and said, look, just give us this one. 3 million, that's it. We'll never come back again. And, you know, and meanwhile, you know, shortly thereafter, they push back and they go, well, what happened to your promise that you would never do this again? And so here we are, you know, 40 years later or so. And you know, we've got millions. You know, tens of thousands of people coming through the border now. You know, we're probably looking overall, I don't know, John, probably 30, 40 million illegal immigrants in the country. And, you know, with
there.
This new fresh bunch. And, and it's all a setup. It's all a setup. And they're saying, you know, the people, it's interesting, and this number, people are kind of surprised to hear this number, but of the people, because you send the, you know, you send the migrants into the interior, right? The illegal immigrants, send them into the interior of the country. Say, look, come back. I can't imagine, you know, come back in 8 years and we're going to adjudicate your case. So you're going to be in suspended reality 8 years. And meanwhile, you're probably going to have two or three babies that are now citizens. You're not. So you come to court. Do you realize what the number is of the people that get, you know, get rejected? You know, that their appeal, you know, their request to, you know, claim asylum gets rejected. Did you see that number?
It's absurd.
Nine out of ten people.
Terrifying.
And so it's no wonder that less than 10% of the people come back for the court case. You know, to be adjudicated. They figure, okay, we'll just stay in the shadows because you know, there'll be somebody like Joe Biden or whoever, Barack Obama, that will, you know, free us and make us legal. And meanwhile, I mean, this is the worst case yet, because we're not talking, again, the mainstream media, nobody's talking about this, John, is the illegal migrants who are coming in this time around, they're all beholden to the cartels. They have no loyalty. There's no, You know, there's no concern about America, you know, because they're beholden. This is indentured servitude brought to you by the United States government, Joe Biden, and the Democrats. Got to go to break. More from John Fleetwood. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Mozambique has faced extreme turmoil throughout its history. As a result of this turbulence, many people of Mozambique are searching for stability and substance, but they often don't know where to look. In 2021, the Tide Ministry began working in the region to point people to Christ and is seeing an incredible response. Young churches are often led by pastors who are illiterate and have very few resources. Some don't even have a Bible. For many, our radio broadcasts are their only access to Scripture and solid biblical teaching. Our boots on the ground have even been contacted by a regional penitentiary and asked to put together a weekly Bible lesson for the inmates. Please pray for the ongoing success of our outreach in Mozambique. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. John Fleetwood, the political commentator, who continues to stay on top of all things that are connected with the COVID vaccine and the virus, because we need to. You know, John, I just so appreciate your commitment and dedication to this. You and Dr. Richard Bartlett, which you and I are talking about, before he's been so gracious with his time to come on and and stay on top of this. I mean, Bartlett has been so instrumental, along with other doctors that we know, in saving lives and, you know, giving them the kind of information they need to make an educated decision with their doctors about their health. What a novel concept. I mean, we thought that was the way it was supposed to be. And it seems that ever since Obamacare came into play, which, you know, you think about this, John, here, Obamacare, you know, socialized medicine comes in, of course, you know, Nancy Pelosi, you got to pass it to find out what's in it, you know, like a jack-in-the-box surprise thing. And, of course, then we realized everything that we suspected about this socialized takeover of our health care. And here, we're still in the early stages. We really have not fully realized, but the tentacles of Obamacare have crept in and are part and parcel of a lot of the dysfunction that was wrapped around, you know, the pandemic and how we handled it and healthcare and everything. It has the Obamacare handprint all over it, doesn't it?
It sure does. And I mean, since the implementation of that system, healthcare has only gotten worse, not better. But if you go with
okay, real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you know, the thing is that Obamacare was to handle supposedly, you know, this little donut hole of people, some, you know, 30 million people that didn't have health insurance, right? And so they, you know, it was just a big, you know, a big kabuki kind of theater thing. Because I kept asking them all along, I go, okay, how many of that 30 million people did we satisfy with Obamacare? They couldn't come up with an empirical number. There was nothing solid, John, that they could say, because what they did was, you know, they put people on Medicare that didn't need to be on Medicare, and they just hypervalued the numbers and did some, you know, quick sleight of hand kind of stuff in order to bring this in. But it was like you're saying, it's the other associated tentacles that are wrapped into Obamacare that are threatening, you know, the life care, the health care of America in terms of, you know, our freedoms and liberties, right?
Yeah, and you just, you know, you can't trust the government for these kinds of things. You can't trust the government with your health. They're the ones who gave us the food pyramid that said, you know, all the breads and pastas and crackers are at the bottom. That's what you need to be eating lots of. And, you know, it's the government who demonized meat. It's the government who demonized healthy fats and eggs. Even the American Heart Association has had to walk back what they've been saying about eggs for so. I mean, now they're recommending eggs. It's like the data's out now, and it's just undeniable that good, healthy, you know, grass-fed meats are good for you, healthy fats are good for you, eggs are good for you, egg yolks are good for you. You can't trust the government for anything health-wise. They try to give you a vaccine that studies now show have killed 17 million that we know of worldwide. They tried to push remdesivir, which in a lot of cases makes people worse, not better. Like with Dr. Bartlett.
Did you hear that? Yeah. I'm sorry, John. You brought up remdesivir. I was talking with a doctor the other day, and she had a little sidebar comment on remdesivir, what they say. They say remdesivir, it means run, death is near.
Well, like, you know, Dr. Bartlett and I, we've been kind of spreading the word about what's been going on with Colorado and Ebola and the Ebola vaccine. Well, what we found out through researching that is that they tried to give remdesivir to Ebola patients, and it actually increased the mortality rate in Ebola patients. In other words, somebody would get Ebola, they'd prescribe remdesivir for this patient who has Ebola, and their mortality rate would increase. Their likelihood of death would increase. And that was from the New England Journal of Medicine.
Journal.
So
right.
It's like what they push, get on a ventilator, they push vaccines, they push remdesivir, it just doesn't work. It's like we just have to do the opposite of what the government says, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. You look at their batting average, John, run the numbers and say, did they help or hurt? And what we're hearing time and time again from all the experts and all the research you're doing. Yeah, exactly. We've got to run away from. We can't trust the government. We can't trust Fauci. we're, and boy, I'll tell you, even the mainstream media, and you know they're bought and sold. You know, you and I've discussed this so often, and people are waking up to that reality. They're not looking out for our best interest. They're all in this big cabal together. I mean, big money that they're making. You know, Fauci made a ton of money on COVID. It's the old axiom, you know, follow the money. And you start realizing why their decisions, why their directives were so prejudiced. It was in their personal interest because, you know, the prevailing thought amongst these elites is, again, and we just keep drumming this too. I know it's hard for people to understand, is that they don't want you around. They think there's too many of us, and especially if you are in the less than category. And the less than category happens to be people of faith. The people who built this country, the ideals that we promoted. I mean, you have all these Democrats that are just so incensed about, about Christians and people of faith and everything, and going, look, if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have a job. You wouldn't have a country. This country would not have lasted 247 years and still having a chance to go on beyond 250. We're still babies in a sense, but they're doing everything they can with their nouveau thought and elitism, you know, to destroy this American idea. And here they are, you know, it's just flat out stupid, John. I don't know how to put it in any other terms because, you know, here's these self-appointed elites who think they know better. And it's like, you don't know. I almost quoted my mother there, and I got to be careful because she had a very succinct way of saying, and so I'll let your imagination, you know, tell you what she would say about you didn't know from Shinola. That was just something that was kind of a knee-jerk reaction that would come out of her, and I go, Mom, come on, what are you, you got to love your mother every once in a while. I mean, well, too often actually. They hit the nail on the head. They just bring it down. It's pretty basic.
True.
It didn't make sense, you know. So that's where we are.
You've got to know people by their fruits. And if government really cared, if the U.S. government really cared about our health, why did they want 75 years to release the safety data on the Pfizer vaccine? Why did it take a Freedom of Information Act, a FOIA, to get that and a lawsuit to get the safety data released from Pfizer? If the government really cared about our health, wouldn't they have just told us up front about the 1,200 plus adverse events, side effects from the COVID vaccine? If they really cared about our health, I mean, Jesus was right. I mean, you know people by their fruit. The good tree produces good fruit, bad tree produces bad fruit. They just give us less and less and less reason to trust them.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, like I said, they believe that 8 billion people on the planet is too many. I mean, they were going nuts when it's 2 billion. We're at 8 billion.
Sure.
Their heads are exploding, right? So this is all that's going on. And, of course, the other thing, too, we've got about a minute left, and we're going to barely touch on this, is this, this gain-of-function issue that continues, which is nothing short of biological warfare, right?
Yeah, you've got the U.S. Department of Agriculture right now. They're doing gain-of-function research on bird flu, which the former CDC director Redfield has said is going to be the next pandemic. But at the same time, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is also making a vaccine for bird flu. So they're tinkering with the problem. They're making the vaccine more deadly and more infective, but they're also making a vaccine for it. So why are they working on the problem and the solution? That's my question.
Well, because they're all mad scientists, John. You know, all the things that you and I grew up, right, with the crazy mad scientists. We watch these science fiction movies, and here it is. I mean, it's all being played out in 2024. It's just absolute madness. But this is what happens when you let go of ethics. John Fleetwood, thank you, John. Appreciate the time. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Fresh imagery from NASA reveals a disconcerting trend. The land beneath several major East Coast cities is sinking. Extensive surveys were conducted from New England to Florida. The findings indicate that key cities like New York, Baltimore, and Norfolk experienced sinking between 2007 and 2020. A number of federal agencies are conducting investigations to determine whether Thursday's cell phone outages came from mere technical glitches or were a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause of the coverage loss are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Mortgage rates have climbed for the third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marking an increase from just under 6.8% last week. This contrasts with 6.5% a year ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, The Chosen's Catherine Lidstone is going to be joining us to talk about a new Easter theatrical Fathom event film called 47 Days with Jesus. Now, you'll remember Catherine from The Chosen. She played Lazarus' sister. She was the one that made the good choice, right? That Jesus said, Martha, you worry too much, but Mary's chosen right, so I'm not going to take that away from her. And she's made another good choice in aligning herself with a fellow cast member, Yoshi Berrigus, who's also in this 47 Days with Jesus. Catherine, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Hey, what a great I love this concept, 47 Days with Jesus. How did this project, come to you?
Well, I think it just came as a regular audition. It came through my agents, and I was traveling at the time, and they were like, hey, would you mind putting yourself on tape for this new part? It's the female lead in a film. And I was very intrigued by the storyline because it felt so relatable, and it was just such a modern family story that mm-hmm. really, I think, beautifully weaves in the gospel story in the midst of our modern-day problems.
And the way it lays it out, I mean, it does. I mean, like you said, it's every family, you know, a bit disconnected, wondering what to do, you know, looking for hope, and then being confronted with the idea that, oh, wow, you know, if we only did what God told us to do, maybe we might be a little bit better off, right?
True. Always a hard truth to face, but yeah.
Yes. Exactly. So tell us a bit, you know, about the movie 47 Days.
Yeah. So when you encounter our characters, we're in the middle of this very tough time. It's the husband and wife. Yoshi Berrigus plays Joseph Burdon and I play Juliana Burdon. And we are traveling with our children. We're going to go for a nice Easter holiday weekend with the in-laws. And we're already just facing issues with Yoshi's dealing with his work problems. My character, Juliana, is dealing with her family problems and struggling with finding that connectivity between the father figure and the kids who are suffering, because I feel like they feel very neglected. And so we're just going through these modern issues that everybody goes through on a daily basis. And once we get to the in-laws' home, they have all these plans and family traditions they want to be taking part in. And it just becomes an interesting journey of sort of introspection and trying to figure out how can we please everybody. You know, I think I'm doing what's right for work, but it's causing problems in my family. And then I would say the father-in-law sort of gives us a through line, which is he loves telling this gospel story. And our creators of this project are so talented, and they've made an entire original soundtrack based off the gospel story. And so that gets woven in throughout the narrative, and it's very beautiful to see how it impacts the family, the hearts of the kids, and what everybody's going through at the time.
And the Easter story, the way it's shared, you know, through this storyline, as you say, 47 days with Jesus, this is the last 47 days that Jesus is on earth.
Yes.
Very, very clever. Very clever. I love this. Yes,
Yes, even as someone who, you know, I've read the full Bible as an adult, and I remembered asking when I was getting involved with the production, you know, wait, how are they figuring out this timeline? And fortunately, we were able to work with a beautiful theologian from Biola University who stepped in and you know, was sort of script doctor for us and making sure that theologically we were doing the right thing with the timing and everything. So, yeah, we pick up this narrative during Holy Week. And then after the resurrection, we get to witness those last 40 days with Jesus on earth. So it's pretty neat. I've not seen this done before, so I was very excited about the novelty of it.
Exactly. I know when I first thought, I thought, wow, I'd never thought about that. And
right.
It really punctuates the significance, because, I mean, here's when Jesus is kind of summarizing his ministry, and before he leaves and ascends, he wants to make sure his apostles clearly understand their marching orders, right?
Absolutely, yes. And it's not an easy task, as we're going to see in season 4 of Chosen.
Yeah, right, exactly. I've already gotten a bit of a sneak preview, by the way, Venus, since you brought that up.
Right.
But, yeah, and again, you talk about great writing. Concept, and you know,
yeah.
and having had the opportunity to go to speak with, you know, Jonathan, and of course, you know, I thought with your co-conspirator there, Yoshi, who plays Philip in The Chosen, and now he's going to play Jesus, and I'm wondering what Jonathan is saying, or if he gave him any tips on how to play Jesus, you know.
Yeah, that's a good question. We should ask Yoshi, because I know he did a Jesus character for the Passover special, which another friend of mine, William Biriato, was a part of, which is so beautiful. It's such a small world in Hollywood, you know, once you really get into it. But yeah, I think in this character, you know, he's playing a regular old guy. So I think that was a nice change of pace for him. I think he wanted to kind of branch out into less sandals, less robes, less dirt, less, you know, 2,000 years ago and more.
Yeah.
What are people up to now? So I think it's been a fun exploration for him, for sure.
Well, you know, and speaking of Hollywood, you know, Catherine, and this area, I mean, this era that we're in right now, you have this sense that Jesus is coming soon and very soon. I mean, you do. And as this build up and this, you know, emotional response that I'm hearing from people is they're sensing stuff. You know, they see the signs and see what's going on in Israel, the attack on people of faith that we've been warned about, saying that, look at our faith would be under attack, and it seems that the attacks are increasing. What is your sense? I mean, because here you are, I mean, you're putting yourself on the front line. I mean, you're not hiding and doing some other, you know, nondescript movie. I mean, you're coming out saying, hey, look at, I'm for Jesus. I mean, I'm involved with The Chosen. I'm 47 days with Jesus. I mean, the name that will always be above all names, but it's also the name that, boy, if you want to clear a crowd, all you got to do is say Jesus and watch people freak out, right?
So true. Yes, it is. I was sharing with another interviewer that it is such a scary name for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then for others, it's a beautiful name. So,
right.
I'm very blessed to be able to be involved in these types of projects. And I don't take it lightly. I think it's a very big responsibility. It is also an honor and a privilege. So I'm excited. I'm happy that we get to tell enlightening, uplifting stories that are encouraging during these times. I think they're, you know, it's funny. I feel like every generation feels like it's the hardest time, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, and if you just look at any of the world wars, if you look at any conflicts that's happened previously, if you're living during those times, that's going to seem like the worst thing ever. So I do think that this eternal truth in the gospel is a great through line for everybody, mm-hmm. and a thing that we can all latch on to that gives you hope, that gives you peace and freedom, even in the most chaotic times.
Exactly. Well, whether or not, and nobody's setting times here, so don't misread me.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody's lasting forever. Nobody's lasting forever on this plane anyway, because what may be, you may think, okay, I'm going to wait for, Jesus' second coming. Guess what? Maybe God has a different plan for you, a different exit. But, you know, we're all exiting out of here. But we want to make sure that we're in the right parade, right? We want to be in the parade that's taking us into the kingdom.
Yes, yes. We definitely, you know, you want to be on the right team if you can.
Yes. Exactly, because we know our team wins, ultimately, regardless of the signs, regardless of how scary it might be. But, you know, God gave us all these warnings, as you know, Catherine, too,
true.
So that we would be prepared. And
yes.
And you're adding to that preparation in participating in this movie and blessing us all, you know, the team and the script writers and everything, how you came together with this just unique concept. And I just can't wait to see it. You've teased me with the trailer, and that's not fair. And I will say, so let's tell people where they can go for more information as we wrap things up here, Catherine Lidstone.
Absolutely, yes. It's at 47daysfilm.com. That's all spelled out, no numbers, just the words. And we are releasing in theaters on March 11th, 12th, and 14th. We gave you guys Wednesday off so you can do your church activities if you
yes.
would like to. And
right.
I know those midweek sessions are very important to me, so I
right.
can't imagine how they are for everybody else. But we're thrilled, and we're letting people know that if for some reason it's not playing at your local theater, a lot of theaters are constantly being added when locals are calling in and requesting the film.
Catherine Lidstone, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. You too, Bill. Thank you so much.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contract. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're coming to you live from Franklin, Tennessee, where it's all happening. We were just in Nashville for the last couple of days, having a lot of fun at the National Religious Broadcasters. Great seeing a lot of old friends there. As I mentioned earlier, if you missed it, Donald Trump was there last night without his tennis shoes. I thought maybe he'd go full blown Oprah. I'm just thinking, you know, hey, this tennis shoe, you get tennis shoes, you get tennis, everybody gets tennis shoes. But he all, you know, all sold out, and people are very excited. I mean, the enthusiasm for this president, this former president, is just astounding. And people still are perplexed about, you know, what happened in 2020. Not real happy about the political persecution that's taking place and targeted toward this president because, you know, you say, wait a minute, you know, even though Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, says, oh, this is only Trump, you know, this is, you know, all the other businesses in New York are sitting there calling up U-Hauls going, oh, hey, let's get back it up, get out of here. I mean, if our properties and our business are going to be in jeopardy, and if they do it to Trump, they'll do it to us. I mean, it's quite clear, you know, that it doesn't bode well in the future. But, you know, these are all Democratic policies. This is all, you know, voter interference, and the vote really counts, and it's going to be real important. The very people, which is we the people. I mean, the idea of the great American idea came out of, you know, Judeo-Christian principles. It was an answer to prayer. It was the pilgrims. We got, I want to bring Adam Holtz on from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy? Good to have you with us, as always.
Phil, glad to be back on.
Isn't it a little frustrating? I mean, it is for me, I think, and for other people of faith to look at, you know, hey, wait a minute. Who participated in the construct of this popcorn stand? I mean, certainly the hand of God. You know, we give all glory to God for it. But, I mean, this is all, this country was bathed. It was born out of prayer. It was born out of a covenant relationship, I believe, between God and man, you know. People of faith led the way. You know, our history is so rich in, you know, the foundations of faith that were manifest, the fruit of our faith at the time. And then here we are 240 some years later, and we've got a bunch of liberals that say, hey, we'll take it from here. I mean, you weren't there from the very beginning. You didn't plant this stuff. If anything, what we've been doing for 247 years is tripping over all these liberal policies and things that have, that you've conservatively done to move us away from God, not draw us closer to the one who blessed us and gave us this idea to implement, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And I think that one of the things that has shifted in the last 240 years is our understanding, our starting point with regarding, you know, regarding human nature is core here, right? Mm-hmm. If we're coming from a Judeo-Christian understanding that we're created in God's image, so we have value and dignity, but because of Adam and Eve, we live in a fallen, sinful world, and our nature is corrupted apart from Christ.
Right.
Those two key linchpins really are the bookends for how we relate to each other in culture. So on one hand, you know, we fight the battle to save lives from abortion. We fight against euthanasia. We understand that every single life has incredible dignity because it's created in God's image. And on the other hand, we don't make the mistake that Karl Marx made, which is to think too highly of humanity. Like, if you basically think mankind is basically good, we disagree with that, but you end up where we're at, right? We end up with this sort of, you know, in a best-case scenario, some benevolent hope of socialism actually working, when in reality it's never going to work because it fundamentally misunderstands the human condition.
Exactly.
And I think those are core issues when we're talking about a liberal worldview. Their understanding of what a human being is fundamentally flawed, and everything flows from that, and we get a mess.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that is tough to realize, you know, because some people say, well, you know, I've accepted Jesus, and you think it's all roses and rainbows and unicorns. No, we're still fallen. You accept Jesus, and then you welcome to the world of the dichotomy. And
right.
and the fight, as Paul says, the things that I want to do, I don't. That which I don't,
right.
I do. This is the battle, the spiritual internal battle that those of us who have committed our lives to Jesus Christ endure on a moment-to-moment basis. Yes, call me a hypocrite. Guilty as charged. But the difference between, you know, our hypocrisy and others is that we have the Holy Spirit that checks us, that brings us back, and we ask for forgiveness. And I don't hear that from the left. I don't hear them saying, hey, you know, forgive us for imposing our will and our vaccines on you that killed, millions of people around the world. I don't hear any apology like that. But yet in the Christian circles, in people of faith, Judeo-Christian circles, you hear, I'm sorry, and I'll do better. You know, so yes, we're hypocrites. We're forgiven hypocrites, and thank God for God's grace and mercy.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah, and I think even I'll take it even a step further. I mean, any working democracy, what is the bedrock principle for it to function? The bedrock principle is the rule of law. But the rule of law fundamentally depends upon an understanding of what is right and wrong, what is socially acceptable, what isn't. And so, you know, we get experiments like the legalization and the decriminalization of hard drugs in Oregon. Well, okay, this is well-meaning. You know, if we decriminalize it, it's going to make the problem go away because we're not stigmatizing people who are caught up in it. But the reality is the rule of law exists to protect everyone, to protect those who aren't using those drugs, but also to protect those who are. And when we begin to pretend, well, we don't need any rules on sexuality or drugs or any of these expressions, you just get chaos, Bill. And
yes,
it's
exactly.
all couched in you know, largely therapeutic terms, and we don't want anybody to feel bad about themselves. But there's a fundamental denial of reality that I think it runs smack into the rule of law. And so right now, you know, even our conversation about the border, do we have a right to say that the United States exists as an entity that has needs that need to be recognized? Well, the left would seem to say no, right? Because there's an obliteration of the idea of borders, of limits, of laws, except on those who say that those things exist, and then there are lots of rules for them, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. This is, you know, where the self-acclaimed elites just trip over themselves, And, you know, in common sense, people look at him and just say, I'm just going to be entertained. And it would be okay if it was so inert. The problem is elites have such a place in our society today that they are driving policy. And, you know, forget about the fruit, forget about the results of their policy. They're elites. And we have to listen to them. And we have to do what they tell us to do. Oh, really?
Right.
You know?
Right.
But see, people of faith know better. And this is why we're targeted. This is why they're coming after us, because they know if they're going to capture the crown jewel, which is the United States of America, they've got to get rid of us who believe in God, who stick to our Bibles, you know, because we believe in the Bibles because we know that this is the course correction that we need in order to navigate life, because we're not claiming perfection. We all know that we're fallen, and in an instant we'll fall again. But we need the Word of God to bring us back home and bring us back in alignment, right?
Absolutely. And you know, you were talking about hypocrisy a minute ago. Let's talk about elite hypocrisy. You know, oh, we got to have gun control, but, you know, I get to live in a gated community with armed guards, right? Or
exactly.
We're going to talk about the horror of inequality, and I don't mean to make light of it. There is inequality, and there are things that need to be dealt with. But I'm going to live in a $100 million mansion in Santa Barbara, you know, while you live on the streets in Los Angeles, right? Again, there's this disconnect. It's sort of, you know, rules for thee, but not for me. And this imposition of all of this dogma, and being elite means you actually don't have to submit to any of it. And again,
exactly.
the hypocrisy is right there for anybody to see if you're paying attention.
Well, it's like Martha's Vineyard, right? We're going to be a sanctuary city. And they go up there, man, they lasted all of about 24 hours. No EBD cards for you, you know, you're not going to come in, you're not going to be sleeping in our five-star hotels or any of our rooms, you know, so, you know, out of here. So, but here we are. I mean, the society that's clutching its pearls all these decades over slavery, and we're creating a new form of indentured servitude. Go figure, right? I mean, it's not the Dutch doing it. It's not anybody else that we can blame, you know, African nations doing it. It's us. I mean, we are full blown with all the experience we have. We're full blown into this, Adam.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bill. And I think that, as you have said, Scripture is our plumb line for truth to help us navigate to all of these things, and we have to cling to it.
Yeah, exactly. Because what are we going to do? Are we going to cling to even the Constitution the way it's being obliterated right now? Joe Biden, you know, is told by the Supreme Court he can't, you know, give away free money and excuse debts of tuition debt, but yet he goes and does it anyway.
Does it anyway? Yep.
Yeah, but you see, and what people fail to realize is that when you have these infringements upon the law, then what does it put out into the marketplace, into the greater collective? You know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The law is what it comes back to.
Yeah, amen. There it is. Adam, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. God bless you. Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.